Very happy to once again have the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, on the air with us. Normally, we do our monthly conversations with the superintendent the first week of every month. But last week, first week of April, was spring break at Minneapolis Public Schools. So we pushed everything back a week. Dr. Sales Adams, good to have you on again. How was your spring break?
Good morning, Manny. Good to be here. My spring break was great. I actually followed my own advice and took a minute just to download and rest.
That's perfect. I mean, I'm going to be doing that a little bit myself next week. I'm going on a cruise for my 40th birthday next week to the Bahamas. So it's going to give me some time to kind of sort of recharge the battery a little bit and decompress and enjoy a little time off. But that's good that you were able to do that. Let's talk about, I'm hearing about these listening sessions that are happening. What can you share with us about that?
Yeah, so we are going to start hosting our listening sessions. So that's a part of my 100-day transition plan as the new superintendent. So we will have them hosted around our community. The first one will start on April 25th, and the last one will start on, the last one will be May 20th. And there will also be a virtual session to remove any barriers so people can have access. And what I'll be doing during those listening sessions are asking three questions that I've been talking about since I've been the superintendent. But the first one is, what excites you about Minneapolis Public Schools? The second question is, what is one thing working well in Minneapolis Public Schools? And then the third question is, if you were superintendent, what would you change first? So we're looking forward to engaging with our community stakeholders and just hearing what's really going well in our district and then what's one thing that they'd like to change.
Have you done these type of things in your previous stops before? And if so, you know, how effective have they been when you have done them before?
Well, I haven't done it at that scale. What I have done are small, more intimate groups or just one-on-one interactions. But I wanted to use this as an opportunity to just get out and meet more people and hear more voices. We do have many different challenges that we are working through in the district, and I think it's important that I have an opportunity to hear from people and that we get to engage and I get to meet more people. I'm, you know, again, still over the moon and excited to be the superintendent, and it's nice just to get out there and be in community with people.
We are certainly happy and excited to have you on board. It's been great so far just talking with you once a month. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, is our guest. One of the challenges that you talk about is the budget. And the last time we spoke, we talked about the budget a little bit. What's the latest that you can fill us in on that?
Yeah, so that is something that's very challenging and complicated that we are dealing with in our district and in our community. So right now we have a minimum of a $110 million budget gap that we are trying to close, which is the largest that the district has ever seen. So if you can really imagine that, it's a lot of impact across the district. So we have been working diligently to be transparent with our information, updating the board so they can have discussions and ask good questions. We will be bringing the budget for a first reading to the board on May 14th and hoping to have the board adopt and approve the budget on June 18th. But right now it's still in recommendation form. So we're just working through that at the moment.
All right. Sounds good. Next topic, the visit from the EPA. What can you share with us about that from your perspective?
Yeah, so I will say that was my highlight of the week. So we had an opportunity to have a visit, a really big visit, from the Environmental Protection Agency. They visited Whittier Elementary School to see our two new electric school buses. The district had already purchased two electric buses with the help of an EPA grant. Now we're getting two more, so that was total four. And really, Whittier students really got this bus rolling with writing letters to the administration asking for clean school buses that release less carbon dioxide into the air and just make the environment more healthy for students. So we listened, and we are so thankful that we were awarded that grant. I had an opportunity to have our students take their first ride on an electric bus. We were featured in the Star and Tribune. I think one thing that was super exciting was to see one of the very eager fifth graders, before the bus pulled off, she rolled her window down and just really full of excitement said, "Hey, please let my mom know that I'm riding an electric bus." So it was just fun.
That's awesome. That's like the cutest thing ever.
It was cute.
That's wonderful. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the MPS superintendent, is with us here. And all right, another exciting thing, MPS shout outs. Who are we highlighting this month?
Yeah, let's do this. So we are actually going to highlight Nancy Nair, who is the theater and dance teacher at South High School. Cameron Whitmer, who is a hardworking counselor at two of our elementary schools, so Lake Nokomis and Key Waden. And then Gregory Lucas, who is an esteemed assistant principal at Nellie Stone Johnson Elementary School. And then Penny Castillo, who is a school success program assistant in the early childhood education screening. And then last, certainly but not least, is Grish Bhatnagar, who is the director of payroll and procurement in the district office.
Wonderful. Congratulations to all of them. And looking forward to finding out the next MPS Shine winners for next month and MPS shout outs there for the month of May as well. So congratulations to all of them. Lastly, Dr. Sales Adams, any special holidays or days of recognition to keep an eye out for the month of April?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So this month we celebrate National Volunteer Appreciation Week from April 14th to 20th. So thank you for all of our dedicated volunteers. And we know that our district and classrooms run more smoothly because of you. And please accept my heartfelt thank you. And then also, the following week is After School Professional Appreciation Week. And during this time, we highlight the work of our after-school professionals. That actually takes place at April 22nd through the 26th. And then I'd like to thank one of our administrative team members, or I actually ask you to thank one of our administrative team members if you see them on Wednesday, April 24th, and that is actually Administrative Professional Day. I will tell you that thank yous go a long way. And recognitions are free, and you should see how it really fills people's buckets.
No question about it. You never know what kind of impact, you know, just a simple thank you can have on anybody's day. So that's obviously very, very important. Dr. Sales Adams, always a pleasure to talk with you every month. Looking forward to doing it again in May. Thank you so much for the time today.
Happy early birthday, Manny.
Thank you very much.